Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
You've probably noticed that little things often speak loudest when it comes to thoughtful Christian living. Easily overlooked deeds of kindness, a few heartfelt words, help with the dishes, or replacing something that has been used up. Very often these show the true character of everyday practical loving. Deuteronomy 22 begins that way. God cares about oxen and sheep that have strayed from your neighbor and encourages us to care enough to lead them home. Quote, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others," wrote Paul, Philippians 2 verse 4. Your home should be a lost and found for others, and you should happily return lost items when you discover their owner. Deuteronomy 22 verses 2 and 3. Many scriptures speak of the humane treatment of God's creatures. Here we read, quote, "You shall not see your brother's donkey or his ox fall down along the road and hide yourself from them. You shall surely help him lift them up again." Verse 4. During the gospel awakening in Ireland under the preaching of W.P. Nicholson, even the animals working in the mines knew that a miraculous change had occurred in the miners by the kinder treatment they received. Leaving verse 5 for the next lesson, notice the Lord not only encourages care for the domesticated animals that were beneficial to the farming communities in Israel, oxen, donkeys, and sheep, but for the preservation of the bird population as well. One could harvest the eggs for food, but not the mother bird as well, verses 6 and 7. Although creation has been provided for our wise use, the future of these resources must be protected. Care for God's creation also results in our blessing, quote, "that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days," verse 7.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.